Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Fourth day of the Shavuot right here. Fourth day of the week. Fourth day of the strong here. Wisdom Wednesdays, fourth day. Here we're in this Torah reading and feeding. Gonna ride up today's daily psalm, Psalm 102.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And this is 15 sabbatical study right here, third reading here in the second book of Moshe in Exodus. Bold. So let's go forward here. Wisdom, the principle. Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia. Dennis, the regular.
Two roads before you, pick your choice.
Ta Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Psalm 93. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop?
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah, fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath bow, hear from the Sefer Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 11, here at verse 4, for the Rebbe'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Vayomer Moshe, ko hamari huwa, ka chitzota halayla, ani yotzeya betoka mitzrayim. And Moshe said, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, About midnight. Will I go out into the midst of Mitzrayim, into the midst of Egypt? Vayomer Moshe. And Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, koh, thus, like this, koh, amar, say it, koh, amar, Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, kachitot halayla, about midnight, kachitot halayla, about midnight, ani, yotzei, will go, ani, yotzei, I will go, betok, into the midst, betok, Mitzrayim. I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, koh amar Yahuwah, kach itzota halayla. Ani yotzeya betoka Mitzrayim. And all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts, who made the kola bechora be'eretz Mitzrayim, mi bechora paro, hayoshev ala kiso, ada bechora hashifacha, asher achara, ha rehayim u kola bechora be'heim. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. Wihaita tsa'aka g'adola b'kola eretz Mitzrayim asher kamohu lo nihiyataha w'kamohu lo Tosi, but against any of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Yisrael, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye, that y'all may know how that Yahuwah, how Jehovah doth put a difference between Hamitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Yisrael. Ulekola bnei Yisrael aloa yachirata kelev shono le'meisha wa'ada beheima le'ma'ana ted'una sheram yafleh yawa beina Mitzrayim uveina Yisrael. And all these thy servants shall come down to me, to I, and bow down themselves to me, to I, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, I. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh, from the great house, in a great anger. With Yardua Kola Evadeka Ele Elai, where he shall tachu li lemor. Hey, ata, we call ha'am asher be'aragleka, we achere kim, etzei, why etzei ma'ima paroa ba'chori, af. And Yahweh, Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Vayomer Yehovah el Moshe, lo yishma'a elechem paro lima'ana revota moftaya be'eretz Mitzrayim. And Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael send the children, the sons of Yisrael, to go out of his land. Moshe v'Aharon asu et kol ha'mofetim ha'ele lifnei Pharaoh, Waya Chazeki Yehovah et Leva Paro. With lo ashilacha eta b'nei Yisrael me aritzo. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, gevir. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 12. The contest with Pharaoh, parenthesis, the Passover. Ha Pesach. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, this month, this moon shall be to you the beginning of months of moons. It shall be the first moon, the first month of the year to you. Vayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe with il Aharon v'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in the land v'eretz Mitzrayim leimor, saying, Ha Chodesh Hazeh Lilakem Rosh Hadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lihadshe Hashana. This month, this moon, Ha Chodesh Hazeh, this new moon, this new month, Ha Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, shall be to you all, Rosh Hadashim, the head, the Rosh, the Ras of the Hadashim, of the new moon, the new months. Rosh Hadashim Rishonohu. It shall be the first moon, the first month, Rishonhu Lachem, to you all, Le Hadashe Hashana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you all. Speak, y'all, to all the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, saying, in the tenth day of this month, this moon, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, a lamb for an house. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru illa kola edata Yisrael. Speak, y'all, to the congregation, to all the congregation. Davru illa kola edat Yisrael. The congregation, the edat of Yisrael, lemor, saying, in the tenth day of this month, be asura la chodesha hazeh, with yikachua lahem aisha se, le'reita avota se, la bait. In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their father's houses. A lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him make him and his neighbor next to Beito, his house, take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye all shall take out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, the same moon, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Yisrael shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. With bitter, they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head and with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye all shall let nothing, no thing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye all shall burn with fire. And thus, like this, shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is Yahuwah, Jehovah's Jehovah's Passover. Redemption, typical. First item by blood, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Mitzrayim of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I be he who be who he be. We avarti, and I will pass. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, for I will go through, I will pass over through. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim in this night. With Avartia be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. With Hiketia kola be'chora be'eretz Mitzrayim me Adam. With Allah be'heim. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast, may Adam from man with Ad and to Behema and to beast. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati Ani Hoa, and against all the Elohim of Mitzrayi. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati. I will execute, I will do judgments. Aisa Shifati, I will do judgments. Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where y'all. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy when I smite the land of Mitzrayim. With Haya Hadam, and shall be Hadam, the blood. With Haya Hadama Lachem, and the blood shall be to you all. With Haya Hadama Lachem, with Ota Allah Ha'bati, shall be to you for a token. Le'ota al-ha'bati, upon the houses asher ratem sham, upon the houses where y'all are. Asher atem sham, with ra'iti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, with ra'iti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, u'a farasachti, u'fasachti. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall be no plague upon you, upon y'all, to destroy you. With lo yihye vachema negefa le mashachit, when I smite the land of Mitzrayim, bi hakoti bi eretz Mitzrayim, the memorial of redemption by dam, by blood, verse 14. And this day shall be to you to y'all for a memorial. And ye all shall keep it a feast, like Yahweh to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye y'all shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever, forever. 7 days shall ye y'all eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye y'all shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy and Isla convocation, an Isla set apart out called gathering. And in the seventh day there shall be an island holy convocation, out called set apart, I assembly to you, to you all, to y'all. No manner of work shall be done in them save, except that which every man must eat. Only that only may be done, that only may be done of you, that only may be done of y'all. Uvayom harishon mikra odesh. And in the first day, uvayom, uvayom harishon, and in the rishon, and in the first day, there shall be to you an ayla evocation. Uvayom harishon mikra odesh shall be a mikra Odesh, 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 and outcalled holy assembly. And in the seventh day, a Mikra Odesh Uvayom Mikra Odesh Lachem Kola Mi Laka Lo Ya Ase Vahem Akashara Ya akela li kol nefeshohu li bado ya ase lakem 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 lakem. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, must eat, must eat, must eat. That only may be done by you, and ye shall observe. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye all observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever in the first, on the 14th day of the month of the moon at evening ye, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 20th day of the moon of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye, y'all, shall eat nothing, no thing leavened in all your habitations. Shall ye eat unleavened, 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 unleavened,
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always runs its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the doom. Tell the youth to not to dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them a want for know them history and a sister, them a moon. Christ be the multitude, don't
Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a 2-2 weapon. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon drone. Kill a human, go a dance and left the picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, they get the young ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money flown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia, and settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Passed over their house. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
I'm gonna say goodbye. thanksgiving. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
The word Passover, well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi, yes I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 in all their affliction.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe. Ata tireh asher e'eseh liparo kia biyad chzaka v'shalchim biyad chzaka yigarshim ame arzo. Then the Lord, Hashem said to Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, ata tireh asher e'eseh liparo. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki biyad chazaka. Ki biyad chazaka. With a strong hand ye shall chaim. He shall send them forward, send them to go. For with a strong hand, ki biyad chazaka yishalchem. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. U biyad, u biyad, u biyad chazaka yikarshem me arzo. U biyad chazaka yigarshem me arzo. And with a strong hand, u biyad chazaka, u biyad chazaka, for strong hand shall he drive them out. Yigarshem, yigarshem, from me arzo, his land. me alzo. Why daver Elohim el Moshe? Why yomer Elayo? Ani Yahuwah, ani Yahuwah, ani Yahuwah. And Elohim spake to Moshe. Why daver Elohim el Moshe? And said to him, why yomer Elayo? I am the Lord. Ani Yahuwah. Ani Yahuwah, Ani Yahuwah. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, was I not known to them. Wa era illa Abraham, illa Yitzhak, wa illa Yaakov, bi El Shaddai, Ushmiya Yahuwah lo noda'iti Elahem. And I appear, wa era, and wa appeared I, era, wa era, wa era, il Abraham, il Yitzhak, wa il Yaakov, bi El Shaddai. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by God Almighty, Be'el, in the El, in the El, Be'el, Be'el Shaddai, Be'el Shaddai, in by way of God Almighty, Almighty El, Almighty El, El Shaddai, Ushmi, Ushmi, and my name, Ushmi Yahuwah, lo noda'iti lahem. And by my name, and my name, Ushmi Yahuwah. Ushmi Yahuwah, lo, no, noda'iti. I was not known, lahem. Lo, noda'iti. Lo, noda'iti. Lo, noda'iti. Lahem. Lo, noda'iti. Lahem. And I was not known to them. Wigam hikimoti eta beriti yaitama lateta lahem eta aretza knaana eta aretza migurehem asha garu bah. And I have also established my covenant with them. Wigam hikimoti. Hekimoti, hekimoti eta briti, itama la teta laheme eta areta Kanaan. To give them the land of Kanaan, the land of Canaan. Eta areta migurehem ashagaru baha. The land of their pilgrimage, migurehem. Aretz Megorehem, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Asha Garu Baha. Asha Garu Baha. And I have heard the groanings of the children of Israel. Wigam ani shamaiti eta naikata bnei Israel asha mitraima ma'edim otama we ezkor eta briti. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel. Wigam ani shamaiti eta naikat bnei Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, Otam, Wa Ezekor. Wa Ezekor. Wa Ezekor. And I have remembered. Wa and Ezekor. Ezekor, Ezekor. And I have remembered at Beriti. I have remembered my covenant. Beriti. Wherefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Laken, laken, lakena emora livnei Israel. Ani Yahuwah wehoseti yaetekem miyetachata sivlota mitzrayim. Where he is aletia etekem meya ebodatam where ga aletia etekem bizaroa netuya u bishapatim bishafatima gedoli. Wherefore say to the children of Israel, Laken, Lachen, Lachen, Laken, Emor, Livne, Livne Israel. I am the Lord. Ani Yahuwah. I be he who be who he be. We hotzeti etekem miyetachat. And I will bring you out from under miyetachata sivlot, sivlota mitzrayim. Bring you out from under the burdens, the sivlota mitzrayim, sivlot mitzrayim, the burdens of the Egyptian. And I will rid you out of their bondage, where he salti etekem meya ibodata. Where he salti, etekem meya ibodata, me ibodatam, from their ibodatam, from their burdens. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. And I will redeem you with ga'alti, etekem. Bizaroa, bizaroa, netua, netuya, bizaroa, netuya, and with great judgments, u bisha fatim gedolim. Ubisha Fatima Gedolim, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye all shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. We lakachti etekem li le'am. We hayiti lachem lelohim we adaitam ki ani yawa elohekem ha motzia etekem miyatachata sivlota mitzrayim. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim. We lakachti etekem li le'am we hayiti lachem le'lohim. And ye shall know that I am he who be who he be, your Elohim. We da'item. We da'item. We da'item aki ani yahuwah Elohekem. Ha motzi etekem mitachata sivlot mitzrayim. And you will know that I be he who be we be your Elohim, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land. Weheveti, wehebeti etekem il haaretz, and I will bring you in to the land concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Ve'aheveti etekem el ha'aretz asher nasati et yadi lateta otaha le'avraham le'yitzhak u'le'yaakov ve'natahti otaha lachem morisha ani
Only my real life class guy with the job Rastafari. I win a race naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you with the shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, Jesus angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not only, we will praise and lift you man. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave in the mountains. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conqueror lion. Bonani Mada, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, there's two ways you will see the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. so I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall have a blessing right by me. That is good while you work, no other like you. So I will never else of that, else of that. Hello, Leon, now I don't like. There's two angels still the same. By the power of the name, hell should I, hell should I. Hell come the Adonai. We will praise and live tonight. Hell should I. Only my real life last year, we see Jah Rastafari.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua, I, 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 Yeshua, HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 I, Shia. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slasya.
The whole place is due for
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no wanna marron our skull if we fly. Praise the Most High. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no wanna marron our skull if we fly. Praise the Most High.
Believe me.
Adonai, Yeshua, I, HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Selassie is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the King beside me. Element, set it.
I set your way to the most high. The most high of everything you're doing. And the most high, I'm on the alive. This is where I'm going. Man, I chant them wherever you plant them. Be like when creation, the bingy man standing. Hey, Babylon and them up for your bastards. Man, a rebel, feel like no time, you're not just in me ramping. Enough time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could abide the bend for the Bentley. I look at him, me never answer to what you tell me. Cause I'm the iron, and you can't ask me. Glory to the most high. Shanty come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for. Cause life is a treasure. Give up villain backward, villain to Caesar. Sure when me come to me, God dash with my Caesar. They don't have no precept, no for them moving to Pisa. Give them a artist, can't even speak more than a sleeper. Them just ask for love, change that one speech, move up like Caesar. What kind of attitude is that? I am the universe. Love is the most high. The most high for everything you're doing.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Boom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, gramawi rasatar madani alam, tina isteling the coast and the gast. Side tuga.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring.
مزمور متوهلا بكنف متوخص يداوي مزمور نفسي هوي اجزياب هيرن بارك عطن توجيم هلو يتك أدس اسمو نفسي هوي اجزياب هيرن بارك مسغانا ونم هلو عطرش حد يعتشن هلو يكر يمين دويشنم هلو يمي فوز هيوتشن كتفات يمي عدنات بمهرتنا بچرنتو يمي كللش منيو تشين كبركتو يمي عقبات قول ما سانت تشين اندن سري عدسا اجزياب هيري كرتاد راقينو لتبدلو هلو يفردان لموسي من قدو ناستاوك لسرائيل جوتشم مادر عربون اجزياب هيري مهاري ناي كروينو كاكوت عيراك امهرتم يبزا ሁልጊዜም አይቀስፍም ለዘላለምም አይቆጣም እንደ ኃጢአታችን አላደረገብን እንደ በደላችንም አልከፈለን ሰማይ ከምድር ከፍ እንደሚል እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ምሕረቱን በሚፈሩት ላይ አጠነከረ ምስራቅ ከምዕራብ እንደሚርቅ እንዲሁ ኃጢአታችንን ከእኛ አራቀ አባት ለልጆቹ እንደሚራራ እንዲሁ እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ይራራል ፍጥረታችንን እርሱ ያውቃልና አቤቱ እኛ አፈር እንደሆንን አስብ ሰውስ ዘመኑ እንደ ሳር ነው እንደ ዱር አበባ እንዲሁ ያብባል ነፋስ በነፈሰበት ጊዜ ያልፋልና ስፍራውንም ደግሞ አያውቀውምና የእግዚአብሔር ምሕረት ግን ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም በሚፈሩት ላይ ጽድቁም በልጅ ልጆች ላይ ነው ቃል ኪዳኑን በሚጠብቁ ትእዛዙንም ያደርጓት ዘንድ በሚያስቡ ላይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ዙፋኑን በሰማይ አዘጋጀ መንግሥቱም ሁሉን ትገዛለች ቃሉን የምትፈጽሙ ብርቶችና ኃያላን የቃሉንም ድምጽ የምትሰሙ መላእክቱ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ሠራዊቱ ሁሉ ፈቃዱን የምታደርጉ አገልጋዮቹ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ፍጥረቶቹ ሁሉ በግዛቱ ስፍራ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ። ነፍሴ ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኪ 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 ባርኪ
people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Anast, and in today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmore Dawit Meto Hulet. Psalm 102, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. So we'll be comparing, side by side, comparing and contrasting the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, with the KJV, the King James Version, in English. In name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralin. Beginning with the superscription here. Bazenenna Lemenawin Be Egaziabi Herfit Ba Fesegize Yechiglinya Selot. Superscription, a prayer of the afflicted. A prayer of the afflicted, yet chagrinya s'elot, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Bazenenna limenawina be'ekeziavi herfit, ba'fesesegize, yet chagrinya s'elot. Superscription. Kuter and, verse 1. Avetu s'elotena s'many. Hear my prayer, O Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, and let my cry come to the eye. Chuhetem wood ante yidres Abetu Selotain Semanye Selotain my prayer Semanye hear Chuhetem my shout. Suhetem wad ante yidres kuter hulet. Verse 2. Memekrayik ena fitehin kane atemelis. Jorohin awarene azenabil. Bet rahu ken fetne semany. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Bemekrayik en fitehin kane atemelis. Incline thine ear to me, to I Jorohina Wodene Azenabil, in the day when I call, answer I speedily, bet Rahuhuk and Fetne Simany Kuter Sos. Verse 3. Zemenein that Isa Allah Kalechna Adintochema Wode Mekatalia pek at lewalina, for my days are consumed like smoke. Zemene, my age, my time, zemene in the tisa ala kalechina, and my bones are burnt as in hearth at intochima ure mek at lea, pek at lewalina. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ihilla meblata terestonya lena, tek esifu, tek esifu. Libim indesara derreke, my heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread, so that I forget to eat my bread. Ihilla meblata terestonya lena, my heart is smitten, tek esifu libim. And withered like grass in the sar derreke. Kutramis, verse 5. Kachuhete din tayetanesa, atintoche kasigaye gara tet aveku. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. Kachuhete din tayetanesa, atintoche kasigaye gara tet aveku. Kutramis, verse 6. In the midra beda erkuma meles masalhu be feres bait and dale and guguta honhu. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. In the midra beda erkuma masalhu. I am like an owl of the wilderness. Be feres veit in dalle in the guguta honhu. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Tegau be segnetim in the minora bichinya dinabit honhu. I watch tegau and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Alone upon the housetop. Be segnetim in the minor bichinya dinabit honhu. Like a sparrow I am. Kuta cement, verse 8. Tratoche hulgize yised babunyal. Yemi yasad dunin temama lubin. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me, against I, are sworn against me, against I. Tratoche hulgize yised babunyal. My enemies, my haters reproach me all the day. Yemi yasad dunyim temama lubin, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. Kuter zetain, verse 9. Amedin in the hilla kimeal huna. Metete nima kain ba ye gara kalakarial huna. For I have eaten ashes like bread, Ahmedin, in the hilla kimealhuna, and mingled my drink with weeping, matete nema kain bayegara kalakayaluna. Kutahasar, verse 10. Ka kutahina kame atahima yetanesa anissa tahinyalina ilahinyamalina. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, kokutahina kame atahima yetanesa, for thou hast lifted me up anissa tahinyalina and cast me down tilahinyamalina. Kutalasra and verse 11. Zeminoche netilla, azenibalewal, hinem in the sara derkeal. My days are like a shadow that declineth. Zeminoche in the tilla, azenibalewal, hinem, and I am withered like grass, hinem in the sara derkeal. Kuter asra, hulet, verse 12. Antegin avitu lezalale matinorale metas biyahim lelijlijno. But thou avitu, I father, this father, O father of the house, Lord, shall endure forever. Antegin avetu. Lezalem tinorale. And thy remembrance metase biahim to all generations. Lijno to the children's children. Lijno metase biahim lijno. Asara source. Verse 13. Ante tenesas yoninima yikrbelat, mihiretwa gizenoina, zemenwama derso alina. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Ante tenes yoninima yikrbelat, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Yem hiretwa gizenoina, zemenwama derso halina. Kuter asara arat. Verse 14. Bariawoch hima dingayochwana wedewalina, lem retoama azenewalina, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones. Bariawoch him dingayochwana wedewalina, and favor the dust thereof. Lem retoama azenewalina, kuter asra amist. Verse 15. Avetu ahzab simhin negesatatim hulu kabrehina yifralu. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord. Avetu ahzab simhin negesatatim hulu, and all the kings, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Negestatim hulu kabrehin yifralu. Kuter asra sadist. Verse 16. Egzeari heras yonin yisratalina. Bekabruma ye geletalina. Ye geletalina. Bekabrum ye geletalina. Egzeari heras yonin yisratalina. When egzeari the sustaining the good, the generous of, shall build up Sion, Zion, Egziavi her, Sionin Yisratalina, he shall appear in his glory. Bekubrum ye geletalina, bekubrum in his glory. Bekubrum ye geletalina, kutarasrasavat. Verse 17. Ore chigrinyochas elota temelekete, liminachuinema alanak. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer, their petitions. Verse 18. This shall be written for the generation to come. Let this be written for the generation to come. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. And the people which shall be created shall praise it. Gaziavi is staying of the good, the generous of. Ye lemimet atu leditzaf. Yemia fetarim his le gaziavi her. Elilla yilal. Kuter asrazetain. Verse 19. Gaziavi her kamek desu akeftaho no. Te melikato alina. Kasamai ho no midrin ayato alina. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. Egziavi her sustain the good, the generous of Kamek desu kaftahono temelikato alina. For he, Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous of, hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. Did Egziavi sustain the good, the generous of, did he behold the earth? Kasamai hono midrin ayito alina. Kuter haya. Verse 20. Yes, renyo china chuheta isemazen liyegedlua yetefered debachuin yadinzen, to hear the groaning of the prisoner. Yes, renyo china chuheti semazen, to loose those that are appointed to death. Liyegedlua yetefered debachuin yadinzen. Kuta haya. And verse 21. Ye gizyavi rinasim belts yonamis kanawinim Yerusalema yinagaruzen, to declare the name of a gizyavi here is the state of the good, the generous Ab in Zion. Ye gizyavi rinasim belts yon miskanawinim be Yerusalem yinagaru. Yinagaru zen, and his praise, his eyes, his miskanawinim. Be Yerusalem yinagaru zen. Kuter haya hulet. Verse 22. Ahzab andeneta betesabel sabu gize. Men gistatim al egziabir yigazu zen. When the people are gathered together, the peoples, the nations, nationalities. Ahzab andeneta betesabel sabu gize. And the kingdoms, men gistatim, to serve the Lord. Le egziavi her yikezu zen, to serve the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, kuter haya source. Verse 23. Behailu godana meleselet, yez amenina anessa tenyaneta nigbereng. He weakened my strength. In the way, behailu godana maleselet, he shortened my days. Yezemenina nesatinyaneta nigareng. Kuta haya arat. Verse 24. Bezemene ikuleta atua sedbin. Atua sedeng. Bezemene ikuleta atua sedeng. I said, oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Be zemene kuleta tua seding ametoche lelijlijnacho kuter haya amist. Verse 25. Abe tu ante katenta midrina mesaret semayatima ye ijisranacho. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth. Abitu, thy father's father, O father of the house. Abitu, ante the eye, ma'am, and none other. Ante katint midrina mesarete, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Samayatim ye ijih sera nacho. Kuter haya sidist. Verse 26. Inarsu yitefalu ante gina tinorale, hulacho in the lipsa ya rejalu, in the meguenas efiyama te lowet achuale, ye lowet umal. They shall perish, but thou the eye shalt endure, will endure, in our su yitafalu, ante gina tinorale, ye, all of them shall wax old, like a garment, hulacho in the lipsa yarejalu, as a vesture shall thou the eye change them. In the meguenas efiyama telowot achuale, and they shall be changed. Ye lowet umal, kuter haya sevat. Verse 27. Antegin. Yao, ante ne, but thou, the eye, art the same, the eye, and thy years shall have no end. Ante gin, yao, ante ne, ametochehim akato ayalkum. Kuter haya serint, verse 28. Ye bariawochehim alijoche yinoralu, zerachewim lezalemate senalech. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before the eye. Yabariawochehim alijocha yinoralu, zarachewim lezalematis analysis.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amarik. But we want the next verse with Amarik. In other language, we got.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Matoand. Back and Nif Matohulan. ባዘነና ልመናውን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ባፈሰሰ ጊዜ የችግረኛ ጸሎት አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ጩኸቴም ወደ አንተ ይድረስ በመከራዬ ቀን ፊትህን ከኔ አትመልስ ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብል በጠራሁ ቀን ፈጥነህ ስማኝ ዘመኔ እንደ ጢስ አልቃለችና አጥንቶቼም እንደ መቃጠያ ተቃጥለዋልና እህል መብላት ተረስቶኛልና ተቀሰፍ ልቤም እንደ ሳት ደረቀ ከጩኸቴ ድምጽ የተነሳ አጥንቶቼ ከስጋዬ ጋር ተጣበቁ እንደ ምድረ በዳ እርኩም መሰልኩ በፈረሰ ቤት እንዳለ እንደ ጉጉት ሆኖ ተጋው በሰገነትም እንደሚኖር ብቸኛ ድንቢጥ ሆኖ ጠላቶቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሰድቡኛል የሚያሳድዱኝም ተማማሉብኝ አመድን እንደ እህል ቅሚያለሁና መጠጤንም ከምባዬ ጋር ቀላቅያለሁና ከቁጣህና ከመዓትህ የተነሳ አንስተኸኛልና ጥለኸኝማልና ዘመኖቼ እንደ ጥላ ዘንብለዋል እኔም እንደ ሳር ደርቄያለሁ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ለዘላለም ትኖራለህ መታሰቢያህም ለልጅ ልጅ ነው አንተ ተነስ ጽዮንንም ይቅር በላት የምህረቷ ጊዜ ነውና ዘመኗም ደርሷልና ባሪያዎችህም ድንጋዮቿን ወደዋልና ለመሬቷም አዝነዋልና አቤቱ አሕዛብ ስምህን ነገሥታትም ሁሉ ክብርህን ይፈራሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን ይሠራታልና በክብሩም ይገለጣልና ወደ ችግረኞች ጸሎት ተመለከተ ልመናቸውንም አልናቀም ይህ ለሚመጣ ትውልድ ይጻፍ የሚፈጠርም ሕዝብ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል ይላል እግዚአብሔር ከመቅደሱ ከፍታ ሆኖ ተመለክቷልና ከሰማይ ሆኖ ምድርን አይቷልና የእስረኞችን ጩኸት ይሰማ ዘንድ ሊገደሉ የተፈረደባቸውን ያድን ዘንድ የእግዚአብሔር ስም በጽዮን ምስጋናውም በኢየሩሳሌም ይነገሩ ዘንድ አሕዛብ በአንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ መንግሥታትም ለእግዚአብሔር ይገዙ ዘንድ በኃይሉ ጎዳና መለሰለት የዘመኔን አነስተኛነት ነገረኝ በዘመኔ እኩሌታ አትውሰደኝ ዓመቶችህ ለልጅ ልጅ ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ከጥንት ምድርን መሠረት ሰማያትም የእጅ ሥራ ናቸው እነርሱ ይጠፋሉ አንተ ግን ትኖራለህ ሁላቸው እንደ ልብስ ያረጃሉ እንደ መጎናጸፊያም ትለውጣቸዋለህ ይለወጡማል አንተ ግን ያው አንተ ነህ ዓመቶችህ ከቶ አያልቁ የባሪያዎችህም ልጆች ይኖራሉ ዘራቸውም ለዘላለም ትጠናለች።
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hor. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declines. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Rastafari, the man, Rastafari, the people created, and in the words of today's daily song, Psalm 102, we have verse 18, Psalm 102 in the KJV is verse 18, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Praises, also known as the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalter in the Book of Psalms, the Tehillim, very interesting, the word Tehillim, the Hallel, the Elil, like in Ethiopia, the Elilta, the Elil, the Elilta, the Hallel, the praises, the exaltations. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, and just noting this for the record right here, because ones may ask, well, where's Rastafari in the Bible? All over the Bible. If you can see, if you get ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll recognize and hopefully receive this revelation, this reality right here. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter. In the KJV, the King James Version, it's Psalm 102 at verse 18. And the Peshat, the plain reading is, this shall be written for the generation to come. And the people that shall be created shall praise Now KJV says the Lord. Now here in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor, the Perek Kof Beit, or some might say Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Here in the Hebrew we have Tikatev Zot Le Dor Acheron Ve Am Nivra Yehalel Ya Praise Cha. Here the Hebrew Ya, or anglicized in English, you say Jah, as we have in Psalm 68, verse 4. Here in the Hebrew it says, and a people that shall be created with Am Nibra, with Am Nibra, Yehalel Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. People created to praise Jah. Now, here's what's of interest and of note, Hebraically speaking, even for we, the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Hebrew Yah or Jah is the designation of the Hashem of the name Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Some say Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. The YHWH, the designation frequently used in the Psalter for God, for Ha-El, the El, Ha-El, 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 for the God, the true God, Ha-El, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior. So when we say Jah, Hebraically speaking, from our roots, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So, Hebraically speaking, Jah or Yah is the designation, the Hashem, the name frequently used in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, the Psalms of David, for Ha'el, for Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as Yisrael, El, as Yisrael's Savior. So it's the Savior name. Jah is the Savior name. Yah, Jah, the Savior name. So this verse right here, here, even in Mizmor Kof Beit, the Perek Kof Beit, Psalm chapter 102, KJV, King James Version. Often the King James Version is different in the numbering. In the Hebrew, the numbering includes the superscription. So the superscription of this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed, or when he fainteth and pours out his complaints or his meditation. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That verse right there, and for the other psalms that have a superscription, you know, the small type before the first verse in like the King James Version of the Bible, that verse is included as a verse. Just to note that for the record. So the numbering often may be one number off, but in the King James Version, turn your Bibles, the King James Version, chapter or Psalm 102, verse 18, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come. Tikatev, this written, Tikatev Zot, this written, Tikatev Zot, Le Dor Acheron, for the generation to come." Now it's interesting here, let's just bring this up right here. It goes to my sword. Here's the verse right there. So here it's at verse 18 in the KJV. It will be verse 19 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, the Masoretic will be verse 19. The same verse. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now, here's the word for to come, or that's translated as to come. So we have Tikatev Zot Lidor Acheron. 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 The strong concordance is the H314. H314. The generation following. Right? The generation subsequent. I will be, what is it? By the oncoming generation. That oncoming generation. Who is the oncoming generation? Here we have the hinder, the last generation. Even in these last days and times of the world, the flesh, the satanic sacrum, the Anglo-American, the Greco-Roman world empire, some might want to call it white supremacy, but that's a lie, 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 lie. But here in these latter days and times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states, we're in the latter days of the nation state. So this word, Acheron, Acheron, the hinder for the last generation. So this word is a very interesting word, Acheron, because you can see right here in the strong definition, hinder, right? Generally the late or the last generation. Tikatev zot lidor Acheron. This shall be written for the door, the generation Acheron, for the last generation, even in the last days of this system, this Gentile world system, this Goyim world system, we'd say Esau's world system, specifically as facing the east, it would be for those in the west. You see what says western? Acheron, the west, even the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, the lost black and brown peoples of the house of Israel. Right, the Israelite, what Babylon feel like, called chosen the faithful, Rastafari, Israelite, black and the brown peoples in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's also the word Acheron, Acheron, the afterward, to come, the following, the hindermost, the last, the latter, right, the utmost generation, even in the last days. Right, in these here last days. And the last days are the last days of this world system. This is the year after, even here, 2020. We're in the year after 400 years. 400 years. So, Acheron. Acheron. That's the word there, to come. So it's translated as the generation to come. Tikatev zot. Tikatev. That which to written, it is written, tikatev, tikatev, zot, zot, this, in the more feminine, this, she, this shall be written, for who? Lidor Acheron, for the last generation. So this is written here for the generation that will be created, what says, the people, which shall be created with Nivra, with Am Nivra, or somebody says the Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, 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 which shall be what? Created shall praise. See now the Hebraics of it all, the Hebrew of it all, can also be interpreted more accurately with Am Nivra, and the people to be created, Yehalel Yah, the people to be created to praise Jah, will praise Yah, will praise Jah. Which people praise Jah? We've asked this before. Even many Bible-believing Christians, bibulators, as many of them may be, they'll say the King James Bible, and it's all about the Bible, the King James Bible. But how often have you heard Christians, right? Christians, especially in this latter days and times, you know, nowadays Christians, do they praise God as Jah? Do they even use the name Jah? Though it's found even in the KJV, the King James Version, how many use the name Jah or even Jehovah? It is the people, it's for that generation. Lidor Acheron, we'am Nivra, the people, a people created
to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Let's bring that out right there. There we go, right there. You see that? You see that? Look at that. Right there is the H3050, right? The H3050 is Yah, Yah, which is translated, you know, anglicized within the English as Jah. So we have it as Jah in the English. But Hebraically speaking, Yihalel, Yihalel, Yihalel Yah. Like we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rastafari. So Rastafari, that generation, right? That generation, right? First to the Yehudi, first to the Jew of the ethnic Israelites, the black and the brown and the righteous from the other nations, right? Created, right? To create it for what purpose? To praise Jah. So who is the people here in these last days that praise Jah? Who is this people? It's reading through the Midrash Tehillim. It was very interesting, the Midrash Tehillim, right on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, off bait, right? Psalm 102. And coming across this section right here, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord." Right? Shall praise the Lord. Now, the Lord in this sense right here, as you see, Jah, says Jehovah in the shortened form. It says the proper name of the one true God. You get that? The one true God. So question. How often have you heard Christians in the church call upon God, right, the true God, as Jah, or even as Yah? How often? Or even as Jehovah? They say God, and they say Lord, 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 and God, even though they know better, right? But there's a people, right, a people that will be created and who have been created to praise Jah. Rastafari. So here it breaks it down using many compounds of names, you know, either the first letters J or J, as we have in the English with the J. I know the J, we can get into the J letter, but we're just from right here, from where we're at right here, right? Also in the ending of names as Aya, you see the Aya, I-A-H, who calls upon He who be who he be as Aya? It's that people, the people who were created to be a witness to this truth that was written concerning them. Even right here in this psalm, in Psalm 102. So I read through, you know, and sharing with the Chabarim on the blog talk and on the podcast. Be sure to download the app so you can listen anytime, anywhere. The Discipleship Rastafari, the podcast app. Alright, so look in the description, the podcast app, download it, it's free. So this shall be written for the generation to come, or for the last generation. The last generation. The last generation, even the Western generation. We already showed you that. You can rewind this vid, right, and go back to the Acheron, the H314, right, the Strong Concordance, just bringing out that word, Acheron, right, for the generation to come, or for the last generation, or that generation from the West, the once lost now found black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, with a new name. I said the new name, precious name. Israelite brethren had asked me, well, where is Rastafari in the Bible? Point them to the new name, the precious name. We can point them to this right here too, Psalm 102. Who's that people? Who's that people that shall be created? Created. And here from the roots, right, of Israel. Because what Babylon feel like? Rastafari from the roots. From the roots of Rastafari, the identification that the black and the brown people over here in this here Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement trade of the Israelites here in the Americas and the Caribbean, that elect being called, even called by a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here, bringing this out right here,
from Psalm 102. Now in the Hebrew, as we pointed out, is verse 19. But in the KJV, it's Psalm 102, verse 18. So here in the note here, just to share this right here, we went through the Midrash, the fuller full of the Midrash. But then as we was reading through it, we said, because some of the sages and scholars of Torah, we love the Midrash here because it goes into some of the old, you know, some of even our, the black Hebrews and the black Jews, even when the rabbis believed in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, we have that in this Torah portion, Vayera, right? And he appeared, the Holy Trinity, in the Bait of Abraham, the house of Abraham, here in this particular Torah portion that we're in currently, the fourth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Just seeing the Rhema, the right now word, revealed right here, even in the year after 400 years. So here, studying to shew I and I self-approved, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, even I and I, Rabbi Roveinu Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Christ. It says, is another, they ask here in the Midrash, in the study, right, the Midrash, searching in the Psalms, in the study of the Psalms, in the Midrash Tehillim, is another people still to be created? Question. Is another people still to be created? So this was asked even from the first century, even before the first century, when many of these sages went through the scriptures. As we go through the scriptures and reasoning on the verses of the scripture, what does it mean, Chaburim? So one Rav Judah Bar Simon, he explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai. He said, these words here, the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. But the scripture doesn't say that they were created anew. It says, a people that shall be created. Nivra, right? People to be created, right? People to be created. Now the Rebbeinat, right? The Ha-Ra-Rabin, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said, however, these words refer to the generations that are guilty because of their wicked deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee on New Year's Day, which is called Hebraically, Judaically, Rosh Hashanah. In the scriptures we have as a Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, day of the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding of the shofar, and on Yom HaKippurim, right, or the day of the atonement, and thereby scour off their deeds, they score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. Now, that might be somewhat so, but the revelation of Rastafari is righteous, and it's accurate. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the generation here, in the last days. Tikatev zot ledor acheron. Not just for the generation to come, but for the generation, the last generation. For the last generation, for the generation of the latter days. Right, the latter days. And a people that shall be created with Amnivra. With Amnivra Yehalel Yah. You see, if you read in the English, it just says, I praise the Lord. Right? Let's just bring that up once again for the brothers and sisters to check this out. If we go over here and you're reading the English, this is the verse right here. Psalm 102, verse 18. We click on the H30, 50, it's Yah. Yah. As we have it here before us in the Hebrew, Yehalel Yah. To praise Jah. To praise Yah. To praise Jah. Rastafari. Alright, so here they say the Jah, short in form from Jehovah. But what they don't give you right here, that you get when you study, when we're studying Hebraically, even we the black Jews, we find this right here, that the Hebrew Yah, as we find it frequently used in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, right, in the Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, in the Psalms of David, Yah or Jah is frequently used in the book of Psalms for Ha'el, for El, Ha'el, Chayel, right? The true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el, for the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, get it? Yisrael, Sar, a prince of El, Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. This is often used in the book of Psalms for Elohim, Ha-Elohim, as Israel's Savior. It's a Savior name. Now, if we go and study Exodus chapter 15 and the Song of the Sea, right? The Song of the Sea, Moshe and the Israelite, the psalm that he chanted during the Exodus, we find the use of the Yah, calling upon Yah, or anglicized in the English, according to KJV, calling upon Jah. So here, let's bring this out just to prove this point right here, because here you see Lord in the next quote that has created and people, right? This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 42 and 5 says, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out." Now, look at the word the Lord. So we have the Lord in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 18, and we have the Lord in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, right? But Hebraically speaking, you can even see the number is different. One says the H3050, the other one says the H3068. Click on the H3068, we have Yahuwah or Jehovah, Yahuwah, right? And Yahuwah, right? Jehovah, as it's anglicized. It's different, right? So here, this is even more specific in its identification of who this people be. Who this people be. This people, who they be. They be for he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. This shall be written for the generation, right, of the last days, of the last times, even the generation in the West. Bring that up, the Acheron, in the Hebrews, Le, for, Dor, generation, Acheron, right, Acheron, looking at Acheron, right, let's go to Acheron, the behind, following, the subsequent, right, the subsequent, by the preceding, right, replaced by the oncoming generation, the preceding generation, right, even the words of Garmawi Nagus Meges, right, in the western generation, right, the location, you see, western of location, right, latter, the subsequent, right, preceded by the oncoming generation, the latter generation, the last generation of the last times, even here in the year after, what? 400 years, right? And this is the real reason why there's so much trouble in the world. It's prophecy time, it's revelation time, right? So for the last generation, right, or the generation of the last days and the people, right, that shall be created. So significant in looking through the Midrash, right, the Midrash on the Psalms, and this psalm, right, Mizmor, or the Perek of Beit, right, Psalm 102, and then seeing some of the reasonings that were there, and we're like, wow, maybe they didn't see it, they didn't get it. I mean, so what they point out here about, you know, the generation that are guilty, yes, our ancestors, our forefathers, right, had to do a bid. Even we have the curses or the consequences of disobedience found in Deuteronomy. That's another identification of who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites? We, the once lost, now found black and brown people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean, right? How do we know? We know even by the identification of who they be, by what they have experienced even over these here 400 years. Another sign,
400 years. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, was it 15 to 68? Also, we have Leviticus, right? Go to Leviticus chapter 26, right? Generations, right, who are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, and who come and they repent, right? Repent, have a change of mind, right? And come to the redemption, right? Even black Israel, Israel's redemption, even that redemption of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, comes to that redemption. See, the redemption is about a change of heart. The repentance is about a change of mind. See, the heart and the mind, right? But here, it's very clear in the word of Scripture, right? There will be a people that will be created, right, to praise, and that will praise, created for the praise of Jah, for that witness of Jah. Because we look at all the churches, almost all the churches, the majority of the churches, how many churches praise Jah? Even though it's there in the Bible, we have very clearly in the Bible, we could turn to Psalm 68, turn to Psalm 68, verse 4, you find Jah. They said, by his name, Jah. Right? And they look upon I and I, that people that have been created to praise Jah, but we are fulfilling that word even of Scripture, that word even of prophecy, that word even for these last days and times. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, just a little bit more just to share with you on the people. As the Scripture says, the people that shall be created, right? The people that shall be created to praise Jah, Rastafari, yes, ah,
yes, ah, yes, ah, yes, ah, yes, ah,
yes, ah, yes, ah, yes, ah, Kadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem,
Hashem, Hashem, Hashem.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
מזמור קב תפילה לעני יחי יעטוף ולפני אדוני ישפוך שיחו אדוני שמעה תפילתי ושבעתי אליך תבוא אל תסתר פניך ממני ביום צר לי הטה אליי אוזניך ביום אקרא מהר ענני כי חלו ועשם ימי ועצמותיי כמוקד ניחרו. וכך העשב ויבש ליבי, כי שכחתי מאכול לחמי. מכל עמחתי דבקה עצמי לבשרי, דמיתי לקעת מדבר, הייתי כחוס חורבות. שקדתי ואהיה כציפור בודד על גג. כל היום חרפוני אויביי, מהוללי בי נשבעו. כי אפר כאן לחם אכלתי, ושיקובי בבכי מתחתי. מפני זעמך וכסתך, כי נשאתני ותשליחני. ימי כצל נטוי, ואני כעשב כיבש. ואתה, אדוני, לעולם תשב, וזכרך לדור ודור. אתה תקום תרחם ציון, כי עת לחננה כיווה מועד. כי רצו עבדיך את אבניה, ואת עפרה יחוננו. ויראו גויים את שם אדוני, וכל מלכי הארץ את כבודיך. כי בנה אדוני ציון, נראה בכבודו. פנה אל תפילת הערער, ולא בזה את תפילתם. תכתב זאת לדור אחרון, ועם נברא יהלל יח. כי השקיף ממרום קודשו, אדוני משמיים אל ארץ הביט, לשמוע אנקת אסיר, לפתח בני תמותה, לספר בציון שם אדוני, ותהילתו בירושלים. והתקב ותאמין יחדיו, וממלכות לעבוד את אדוני. עינה בדרך כוחי, תיצר ימי. אומר אלי, אל תעלני בחצי ימי, בדור דורים שנותיך. לפנים הארץ יסדת, ומעשה ידיך שמיים. המה יובדו ואתה תעמוד, וכולם כבגד נבלו, כלבוש תחליפם ויחלוקו, ואתה הוא, ושנותיך לא יתמו, בני עבדיך ישכונו, וזרעם לפניך יתגון.
Israel. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Psalm 102. Psalm C-I-I. Here a midrash on Psalm 102. Mizmor Kof Beit. A prayer of the afflicted. When he fainteth and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. If you hear, first verse, I lay first. Tefillah le'ani, ki ya'itof, lifnei yahuah, yishpoch, yishticho. A prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah le'ani, when he fainteth, ki ya'itof, and pours out his complaint before Jehovah. V'lifnei Yehova yishpok tichho. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 15, verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Zevach rishaim to'evati yahuah, ua tefilata yisharim ritzono. The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, Zebach Rishaim, is an abomination to Jehovah. To'evat Yahu, but the prayer of the upright, Ua Tefilata Yisharim, is his delight. Ritzono. Zebach Rishaim, To'evat Yahu, Ua Tefilata Yisharim, Ritzono. Of the wicked, of the ratchet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, seeks neither sacrifice nor burnt offering. What does Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, seek? The prayer of the upright. Tefillat Yisharim. Thus, like this, also scripture says, even in Psalm 51, verse 18, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, that I should give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Ki lo tachpotza zevach v'etena. Olaha lo tirzeh, for thou, for the eye, delightest not in sacrifice. Ki
lo tachifot tzazavach, else would I give it with etena. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering. Ola lo tirteh. In a different exposition of a prayer of the afflicted when he fainted, Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. Rav Phineas, Dinachas Phineas, said in the name of Rav Reuben Reuben, I cannot understand David's intent. There are times when he calls himself David, David, as in a prayer of David in Psalms 17 and 1 and Psalm 86 and 1. Tefillah le David. But there are also times when he calls himself the afflicted, le'ani, oni, as in a prayer of the afflicted, tefillah le'ani. The explanation must be that when David saw the upright man who would issue from him, men such as Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Isaiah, he calls himself David, he calls himself David. But when he saw the wicked man, the Rishaim, the ratchet man who would descend from him, men such as Ahaz, Manasseh, and Amon, he calls himself Ani, Ani, the afflicted, as in a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani said, in the name of Rav Yonatan, Jonathan, David composed the Psalm, the Mizmor, a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani, with reference to Manasseh, whose affliction was his poverty in good deeds. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102. The 18th verse in the psalm, in this Mizmor, it reads, He will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana ila tefilata ha'ar'ar. When he hath regarded the prayer of the destitute. Pana ila tefilata ha'ar'ar. But Rav Alexandri taught that David spoke these words with reference to prayer, having in mind the man who is poor because of the fact that he keeps delaying his prayer. To this sort of man, scripture alludes in the verse, even the verse from Bereshit, the verse from Genesis chapter 30, verse 42, that reads, On account of the delaying, they were Laban's. V'haya ha'etufim le'alavan, or so the feebler were Laban's. V'haya ha'etufim le'alavan. Or translated as, so the feebler were Laban's. That is to say, the prayer of a man who is poor because
he delays. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. Hear today's daily psalm, first verse. And here to the Midrash note, Rav Alexandri, he arrives at this reading of a prayer of the afflicted when he fainted. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. By taking ani, afflicted, in its other meaning of poor, taking the Hebrew word ani, in its other reading of poor, and ya'itof, faint, ki ya'itof, when he fainted, ya'itof, faint, in its other meaning of delay. Therefore, here, opening verse of Mizmur of Beit Tefillah Le'ani Ki Ya'itof, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays, refers to Ya'itof, Jacob's delay in prayer. As a result of that, Laban got those of the flocks that might have been Ya'ikov's, that might have been Jacob's. The delaying in the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis, thus means delaying in prayer. As also in the verse of the psalm, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. In a different exposition, the verse, even here, Mizmor Kofet, Psalm 102, the first verse, is read, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth. Prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah le'ani. When he fainteth. Ki ya'itof. Rav Meir and Rav Jose, they differed. One said, at what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? At what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? A man may pray for his own needs at the beginning of his prayers and then goes on to recite the Tefillah. Midrash notes, that is the Tefillah, that is the 18 benedictions, also called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah, the standing prayer, or the 18 benedictions, called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah. The standing prayer. Since it is said, a prayer for the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani, a prayer for the afflicted, Tefillah le'ani, is it not meant that a man may pray first for himself, ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, and afterward he poureth out his meditation before the Lord, with lifnei Yehovah, yishpok sicho, he pours out his meditation, yishpok sicho, before Jehovah, lifnei Yehovah. The other said, a man should recite the Tefillah at the beginning of his prayers, and after that he may pray for his own needs.
for in another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, another Isis, it is said, first, I pour out my meditation before him. Even in Psalm 142, verse 3, I pour out my meditation before him. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. I pour out my meditation, elsewhere translated as, I pour out my complaint, pour out my complaint before him. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi, sichi. Midrash note here, that is to say the statutory prayer or the tefillah, the statutory prayer, the meditation, my meditation, sihi, 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 statutory prayer or the tefillah. And then follow the words, I declare before him my trouble. Hear me, Zmor Kof Mein Beit, Kof Mein Beit. Psalm 142, here Hebraically the Gimel verse, the second part that reads, Sarati Lifanayo Agid, I declare Agid before him Lifanayo my trouble. Sarati. So the verse, Eshepok Lifanayo Asichi, Sarati Lifanayo Agid, I pour out my complaint, my meditation, my meditation before him. I declare before him my trouble. Eshepok Lifanayo Asichi, Sarati Lifanayo Agid. The term meditation, siyach, siyach. The term meditation, iditation, sometimes interpreted as complaint, clearly refers to tefillah, tefillah. For it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 24, verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. And Yitzhak went out to meditate in the field at eventide. Vayetzei Yitzhak la suach basadeh lifnot arev. And Isaac went out to meditate. Why it's a Yitzhak la suach in the field basade at the eventide lifnota arev. Why it's a Yitzhak la suach basade lifnota arev. Rav Ze'iri said in the name of Rav Huna, all admit that a man should pray for his own needs only in the benediction that ends with the words, Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who hearkenest to prayer. And here a Midrash note on Isaac going into the field to meditate at the evening tide. In rabbinic writings, this is taken to refer to the afternoon tefillah. And according to the authorized prayer book, the Siddur and the Shemona Esrei, the Amida, we have the 16th portion, the Kabbalat, Tefillah, the acceptance of prayer, that reads,
Hear our voice, Hashem, our Elohim, Eloheinu. Pity and be compassionate to us and accept with compassion and favor our prayer for El, true good, true God, who hears prayers and supplications are you, be the I, from before yourself, thyself, our King, Malkeinu, turn us, turn I and I not away empty-handed, for you, for the I, hear the prayer of your people, Yisrael, with compassion. Blessed art the I, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Shomeah Tefillah, who hears prayer, Shomeah Tefillah, Shomeah Tefillah, he who be who he be, who hears Tefillah, who hears prayer. This is the benediction that ends with the word Baruch Atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Shomeah Tefillah, who hearkeneth to Tefillah, who heareth, hearkeneth to prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Hear, hear, hear the second verse, the Beit verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. O Jehovah, hear my prayer, Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah, make it go up, rise up, and bear fruit. So, here, 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 Midrash, no. So, David Kimchi, in his comment on this verse, the ET, the edited text that reads, in it, seems to make no sense. Put not my petition away in it. I'm indebted to Professor Saul Lieberman for bringing Kim Key's comment to my attention. Here, 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 in the Midrash on Psalms, Midrash on Mizmor Kof Beit, Perek Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah up, and bear fruit. And in the words, even in today's daily psalm, and let my cry come to thee, I hide not thy face from me in the day of my distress, incline thine ear to me. Hear, 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 Psalm 102, verses 2-3. Yahuwah Shim'ah Tefillati. V'shau'ati elecha tavo, Allah tasatira paneka mimeni, v'yom tzarli hat'e'elaya azaneka, v'yom ekra mahira etneni. O Jehovah, hear my prayer, and may my cry come to the eye. With shawati, let my cry, my shout, with shawati, leka tavo, hide not thy face from me, from I, in the day of my distress. Ala tasatir paneka mimeni b'yom tsarli, incline thine ear to I, incline thine ear to me, hatei helai azneka, in the day when I call, answer me speedily, b'yom ekra mahir neni. According to Rav Yochanan, this means that Ha'er, the true good, the true gods, hearkening, hearing, Shomea Tefillah, hearing to prayer, was a gift made to the entire tribe of Yehuda, the entire tribe of Judah, for Moshe, Moses blessed Judah, Moses blessed Yehuda with, according to the word from Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:7, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, hear, Lord, the voice, the vocal, the voice of Yehuda. Vizota li Yehuda, vayomar shema Yahweh, Ola Yehuda, and this for Judah, with Zot li Yehuda, and he said, Vayomar, hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Judah, shema Yahweh, Ola Yehuda. Shema Yahuwah, all Yehuda. But according to Rav Hanina, this gift was made only to the Beit Dawit, to the Beit Dawit, to the house of David. Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon taught, a man says, incline thine ear to me. A man says, Had Elai Azneka, incline thine ear to me, incline thine ear to I. Only when other men are making accusations against him. Rav Levi said, when Moshe had to leave the earth, he gave this farewell to Judah. He gave this farewell to Yehuda, saying here in the words of Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Jehovah, the voice of Judah. Wazot li Yehuda. Vayomar Shema'ah Yahweh Kol Yehuda. And here, Midrash note for both of these references to Moshe's Baraka, especially of the tribe of Judah, we have Midrash notes on Psalm 5 in the Midrash on Psalm, it's the 6th section, and Psalm 86, the 1st section. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. Hear, today's daily psalm, hear the 4th verse. For my days are consumed like smoke. Ki kalua ve ashana yamai, and my bones ve atzmotai are burnt as an hearth. Ke mokeda niharu. Ki kalu ve ashana yamai ve atzmotai ke mokeda Eda Niharu. That is, my bones, Atzmotai, are like a spark thrown out by the fire. And the Midrash note here says, or perhaps reading Mitzutzah Dikiyad, like a cricket on the hearth. He will regard the prayer of the destitute man and will not despise their prayer. Hear, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102, here at the 18th verse, where it reads, Panna
illa tefilata ha'ar'ar witlo vaza eta tefilata, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Pana illa tefilata ha'ar'ar, and hath not despised their prayer. With lo baza eta tefilatam. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said the name of Rav Jonah, should not scripture have said, he will regard the prayer of a destitute man and not despise his prayer? Or he will regard the prayer of the destitute man and not despise their prayer. However, the words, he will regard the prayer of the destitute man, this refers to Manasseh, who was destitute in his lack of good deeds. And the words, and not despise their prayer with lo baza eta tefilatam, not despise their prayer, refer to Dawid, to David, and to Hezekiah. For it is said even in 2 Kings 19:15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. Vayitapalel Hezekiah lifnei Yehovah, and Hezekiah prayed before Jehovah. Vayitapalel Hezekiah lifnei Yehovah. Rav Acha observed the name of Rav Alexandrius Iskindri. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. And here the Midrash note, Hezekiah was descended from Dawid, from David, literally, quote, who has a peg, literally, who has a peg to hang from. Happy is the man who has a peg to hang from, or a noble family tree to cling to. In a different interpretation of, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana illa tefilata ha'ar'ar. Pana illa tefilata ha'ar'ar. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, David, Dawid had in mind the generations in exile that will have neither prophet, nor priest, nor teacher of righteousness, nor holy temple to atone for them, that will have left to them but one prayer, one tefillah, that they will say on New Year's Day, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom HaTeruah, and on the Day of Atonement, on Yom HaKippurim. Do not despise the one prayer. Do not despise the one tefillah that they say, as is said even here, and not despise their prayer with lo baza eta tefilatam, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and a people that shall be created to praise the Lord. Tikatev zot ledor acheron
V'amanivra yihalel ya. This shall be written for the generation to come. Tikatel bazota lidor acheron. And a people we'am that shall be created. Nibra shall praise Jah yihalel ya. Tikatev zota lidor acheron we'am nibra yihalel ya. And a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. And is another people still to be created? Is another people still to be created? With Am Nibra Yihalel Yah. And a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah. Is another and other people still to be created? Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. The rabbis, the Rebbeinat said, however, these words refer to those generations that are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee, thee on New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, and on the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, and thereby score off their deeds. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. And what are they to do then? They are required to take into their hands their citrons and their palm branches, the willows of the brook and the myrtles, and praise Thee and praise the eye. Here, Midrash note from I and I, Rastafari Rabbi. This refers to I and I, people of Rastafari. Hence, it says, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah, with Am Nibra Yihalel Yah, and a people that shall be created with Am Nibra shall praise Jah Yihalel Yah. Shall praise Jah Rastafari Kedemawi Hadassalasia Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an horror. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Yeah.